News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Ground has been broken for the development of 2,000 serviced lots in Colbeck, St. Catherine. The lots, located around the historic Colbeck Castle in Old Harbour, will be developed at a cost of $5.4 billion. Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently broke ground for Phase 1 and 2 of the housing scheme to be called the Villages of Colbeck Castle.
This particular development is one of partnership. The NHT has 70% equity in this development, while BCR Industries Company Limited has 30% equity in the joint venture. The NHT will finance the infrastructure work for all phases, from which BCR will select and pay the joint venture for its 30% share of the serviced lot.
The housing development is to be built in five phases on 89 acres of land. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the government is targeting growth of 2 to 3% for this fiscal year. Mr. Shaw says according to the latest data from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, Jamaica's economy has expanded steadily over the past year, with the country recording economic growth of 1.3% for the 2016-17 fiscal year.
Now, what is significant about that is that for the previous 4 years prior to this 1.3% growth, the average annual growth was 0.37%. So we have broken that barrier, and in this new fiscal year that we are in now, we are targeting 2 to 3% growth.
The minister was addressing the recent launch of the Cygnus Capital Limited Investment Company. A new facility has been launched to help address youth unemployment in Jamaica. The Democratizing Innovation in the Americas, DIA Lab, a component of the New Path Initiative of the Ministry of National Security, will train more than 200 young people aged 16 to 29 years in entrepreneurship and leadership skills, while exposing them to cutting-edge technology and tools to create social enterprises. State Minister for National Security Pernell Charles Jr. says the project is geared at creating a generation of young entrepreneurs who will become change agents for their communities and, by extension, the country.
Today, we have demonstrated through these partnerships the resolve, in my view, to unearth the latent talent in our people. Nothing is more important than that. And that is why I'm here to endorse, to support, and to give the full backing myself and the Ministry of National Security and this administration in this partnership.
Minister Charles was speaking at the launch of the Democratizing Innovation in the Americas Lab earlier this week. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness is lauding the sustained increase in investor confidence among the private sector. Mr. Holness says recent data shows an increase of over 30% in loans to the private sector for the February 2016 to February 2017 period, noting that this is expected to improve going forward. He adds that loans to the manufacturing sector increased by 22%, loans to the construction and land development sector increased by 15%, and loans to the tourism sector grew by 31%.
People are borrowing to invest, but you know what? The banks are lending for investment again. There is a shift happening, shifting from consumer to investment lending, and that is a very positive sign.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the Bustamante Industrial Trade Union's Triennial General Assembly. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Whether you come from yard or abroad, the Jamaica 55 Independence Village nothing miss you. July 29 to August 6, National Stadium, 12 noon daily, admission free. Come enjoy the live entertainment, see the best Jamaican crafts on display, play a domino, bring the picnic along, make them ramping at the kiddies' village. It will be a melting pot of fun and excitement at the Jamaica Festival Village. It's Jamaica 55, celebrating Jamaicans at home and abroad.